This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. All this week, we've been talking about sports and technology for our Gaming the System series. Today, I want to take you somewhere, to a hockey rink right about the spot that A-Rod usually stands, which is where I met with a representative for the National Hockey League on the eve of a big outdoor game. I'm here with Chris King. He is VP of Hockey Operations for the NHL, and we are standing in a place that is not usually the home of hockey players. Where are we?
We're actually, I think, standing just inside the foul line at Yankee Stadium.
All right, well, let me just pay my respects real quick. Boston sucks! So I'm just thinking you drag a hose out here and turn the water on, or it's a little more complicated than that?
Well, in the old days it wasn't, but the old hot water on a garden hose just doesn't cut it anymore. We have $1 million machine out back that's on wheels. We pull it to the venue. We run it to our rink surface where we build our base, which is pretty much goes together like a jigsaw puzzle. We literally go up, turn the tap, the glycol runs its way down, and with our machine, it can control the surface here down at the ice.
As I understand it, it's supposed to be like between an inch and a quarter thick. Is that right? And a couple different layers go down, you put paint down, stuff like that?
Well, that's exactly right. And cold weather really gives our ice a fit. You know, if it gets too cold, it gets brittle, it cracks.
But there's actually kind of a complex, is it a piping system that runs under the rink that the glycol will go through, and then that'll help you maintain, what is it, 22 degrees?
We try to be between 22, 25 at ice level. And it's kind of neat to note that on Saturday when we played at Dodger Stadium in L.A., it was 116 degrees at our tarp at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oof,
on game day.
That's
but,
warm.
You know, a quarter of an inch below our tarp, it was at 25.7. So we were able to maintain the ice surface with the technology that we were able to build.
And so that's why it's more common now than it was maybe just a few years ago to be able to have these outdoor games.
Well, I'm going to date myself. I played in Vegas when I was with the Rangers against the LA Kings. We played in the parking lot at Caesars Palace, and we didn't have this system in place. And
so what'd you do?
It was pretty much the backstroke. It was pretty much a lake out there. But we've come a long way, you're right, and we're getting ourselves real, real close to being able to build ice anywhere.
I just saw a guy walk by with snowballs. This made me nervous.
I'd have dove in front of it for you.
Chris King is a vice president of hockey operations for the NHL. He is a former player as well, and I don't know, dare I call him the Iceman here at New York Yankee Stadium. Chris, thank you very much.
It is my pleasure. And
thanks, man.
Put your tongue on the ice.